Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Tuesday, July 27. Today, our home, the financial asset we live in, then the latest corporate results, as well as today's economic news, coming right up. Well, as our financial advisor often says, our home is the largest investment we'll ever make. I think it took many of us on Wall Street some time to realize just how true that sentiment is. We tend to look at our home as just that, our dwelling place. We see its utilitarian value, but little else. It took a couple of economists to show us the investment side of real estate. Carl Case and Robert Schuller, both academics, devised the first measure of real estate as an asset class. Today, the Case-Shiller Index is the benchmark upon which Wall Street measures real property. Now, one of the benefits of this new way of measuring real estate has been to enable large funds like BlackRock to step in and invest in this asset class. You've no doubt read about BlackRock's staggering investments in homes across the country. I wouldn't be surprised to one day see BlackRock as the largest landlord in the nation. Now, in the 34 years since the Case-Shiller Index has been published, it has become apparent that real estate really is different. It's an asset class that marches to its own drummer. Certainly, the availability of cheap credit, most real estate is purchased with a mortgage, so the availability of low interest, readily available financing is a big boost to real estate, a condition we have in abundance right now. But easy credit is far from the only positive influence for real estate. High employment and demographics play a critical role. The most aggressive buyers of real estate are usually young families with good income. But in spite of these long-term trends, often being in real estate's favor, it sometimes goes in a different direction, entirely out of phase with all the other financial markets. Most recently was the case beginning in 2006, when the Case-Shiller Index started to head down. That's two full years before the great financial crisis of 08. And while the GFC came and went for the stock market, the real estate market continued to head down for four long years more, not hitting bottom until 2012, when then again real estate turned around and headed higher. And again, at least so far, it's unaffected by the current financial cross-currents. That is until recently, when suddenly real estate looks to have become soft. You no doubt saw the new home sales yesterday, completely reversing Wall Street's best estimates and heading down. It was the third decline in as many months. So the question we have to ask is real estate headed off in a different direction once again? Is real estate becoming soft? Well, in just a few minutes, that ubiquitous Case-Shiller Index will be released, and we'll get to see once again how the real estate markets looked this past June. So in economic news today, first we get the June reading for that Case-Shiller Real Estate Index, and then we'll also get the latest reading from the government's own House Pricing Index. And between these two surveys, we should have a good feel for where real estate is right now. Also reported today will be the latest on durable goods orders. Last month they were up 2.3%, a sign that businesses are becoming positive on their future outlook. In earnings, it's the day of days, with three of the big six market leaders reporting their latest results. Apple Computer, Microsoft, and Alphabet Google all report after the market closes. Also reporting today will be United Parcel Service, Starbucks, and General Electric. And that's the value side for Tuesday, July 27. I'm David Ravel. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.